Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Friday, December 4th, 2020. Good to have you here. Really appreciate you taking the time and joining me. Three big things you need to know right now. Here's number three. The Detroit vote count. Observers should file police reports, says the AG, if you don't like the way things turned out. Number two, Governor Whitmer urges you not to travel for the holidays, while the East Lansing Education Association shames parents who want their kids in school. And number one, Michigan residents that have had enough can't take it anymore. They're fed up with all of it. And I watched an incredible bit of video last night. I want to share it with you. I played it earlier in the program, but I think you deserve to hear it again. Dave Morris is a restaurant owner, right? In Southwest Michigan, West Michigan. And he is outraged over the three-week pause. He decided to remain open, doing everything he can to save his business. And so there's a reporter there from WWMT outside of his restaurant. Tavarius, I think, is the young man's name. And he starts his live shot, much to the horror of the woman on the anchor desk. So it is. She thinks something bad is going to happen. In this day and age, I guess I could appreciate that point of view in some ways. But he interrupted the live shot, and the reporter whirls around and starts talking to him. Let's start with bite number one. But Dave Morris, Devarius.
Our government leaders have abandoned me.
Are you the owner?
$4 trillion of stimulus money. They gave it to who? Special interest groups and campaign donors. I'm Dave Morris. I own the place.
So what's going on?
What's going on? You know what's going on.
Tell me. You tell me.
Hey, we got a government that has taken the stimulus money. They gave it to special campaign donors. They gave it to special interests. They abandoned me, and they have put me in a position where I have to fight back, okay?
So do you feel that this is the right thing to do?
Absolutely. I feel everybody needs to stand up. Hey, listen, there was enough money to give every family in this country, $20,000 to go home for 2 months. They chose to give it to special interests and campaign donors, the Kennedy Space Center, and they abandoned us.
And they abandoned us. This is the kind of anger that's building around, not just around Michigan, but around the country. More than 250,000 Michigan people, your friends, your neighbors, unemployed right now, not because they did something wrong, not because restaurants are the epicenter of coronavirus. Because according to the Michigan Lodging and Restaurant Association, it only accounts for about 4.2%. Now, the Michigan Lodging and Restaurant Association shot down by the courts in Michigan saying, yep, the shutdowns can continue. Welcome to a place where your civil rights and your constitution, none of it matters. Welcome to a post-constitutional America where elections can be stolen and businesses can be shut down by edict by the government, and you should just sit there and shut up and take it. Just sit there, shut up, and take it. I tip my hat, by the way, to the reporter for keeping right with it. The conversation continued. Here's bite number two with Dave Morris and Tavarius. Go. Bite two.
This is a tyranny.
What do you want to tell other restaurant owners who...
Wake up. Stand up. This is America. Be free. I got patriots coming out supporting me the last 2 days. You know what? It's a great thing. Wake up. This is America. Don't let them ramrod you. This is crazy when you turn around and you watch what's going on Westinghouse Avenue, the big department stores, the train station, the airports, side by side eating meals for 4 hours. And you're going to blame me? Come on. Come on. This is not right, and you guys know it. Everybody knows it. Stand up, America. Give us the money to shut this thing down and calm this virus, but don't take it out on a select few.
Don't take it out on a select few. Come on, man. The anger is, I mean, it's just, it's palpable. But in the end, Dave Morris turned to the reporter and said, thank you. He's not a bad guy. He's just a guy who's trying to survive, being threatened by his government for trying to put food on the table, being threatened by his government and shamed by people, which is ridiculous. Says he won't go quietly. He says it's time for Americans to rise up. Here's the final part. Bite three. Go.
I'm glad you listened to me. Thank you.
Hey,
I'm really
the entire West
guy.
Michigan just listened to you. You're
okay.
Live on TV right now.
All right. I'm glad to hear that. Okay. I'm really a good guy. I've been married 38 years. I got a wife, 3 kids. I got 4 great grandchildren. Let me tell you something. I got a good life and I've worked hard for it. I'm not giving up easily. I'm not going down alone. They want me to go down and be quiet. They never want to hear from me again. I'm not going to put up with it.
Yeah, not going to put up with it. There you go. Good guy. Married 38 years. Dave Morris, thank you for speaking up. Here's something that I found strange that was shared online. The East Lansing Education Association. The East Lansing Education Association posted this week. Parents need to give up the fantasy that their kids making incredible academic progress this year is more important than people not dying. This is opportunity hoarding and a vision that your own kid deserves to excel academically right now more than others deserve to live, have housing, and eat. It's immoral and ignores the fact that we live in community with others. How disgusting. I would say the East Lansing Education Association should be ashamed, but of course, they're not. They're probably proud of this Marxist garbage. The survival rate of the virus is 99% plus, right? 1 in 60,000 Americans ends up in ICU from this virus. It's real. It kills people. It doesn't affect children. Kids are killed in accidents more often than they are by a whole host of other things. In fact, this illness is not a problem for kids, which is why they're going to school in Canada. They're going to school in Europe. They're going to school in Israel. They're going to school in Australia. In fact, they're going to school all over the damn world, except in America, where ignorant comments like this are put forth in an effort to what? Shame parents to believe that socializing kids is a good idea. In-person education is a good idea. Suicide, drug abuse, and overdoses are soaring among teens and preteens right now in America, if you didn't know. And these fools at the East Lansing Education Association are shaming parents who just want their kids to go to school? Come on, man. It's beyond the pale is what that one is. Best dog food I've ever found, GreatLakesPetFood.com. Best dog food I've ever found, GreatLakesPetFood.com. A West Michigan company delivering with real food. The dogs eat less, but man, they move more. They look great, they smell great, they act great, they love it. GreatLakesPetFood.com. You tell them Steve Gruber sent you over, you're going to be happy with this West Michigan company. The Steve Gruber Show on a Friday.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to PatriotFoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. PatriotFoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
Some of the coolest homes are also some of the warmest. Homeowners who have an eye for detail and quality often have their eye on Oil Heat for its exceptional warmth and its friendly service. Oil Heat is clean, efficient, and safe. And BioHeat Oil, which blends biodegradable materials, provides a renewable fuel source that's good for your home and environment. Now that's cool. See more at useoilheatmichigan.com. Brought to you by the locally owned and operated members of the Michigan Petroleum Association and the National Oil Heat Research Alliance.
If you could lock in the price of propane for less than a dollar a gallon for the next 25 years, would you do it? Well Connect is a heating and cooling system that can literally save you thousands of dollars. If you're tired of freezing in the winter and boiling in the summer and didn't think you could afford to make a change, Well Connect might just change your mind. Using your well water, you can reduce your heating bills by hundreds of dollars a year. Well Connect will pay for itself, and it will keep you comfortable the whole year. Well Connect is made in Alpena, Michigan, and it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. First, if you have a well, find out if your home is a good fit for a Well Connect. Second, schedule a free home visit. And third, get a Well Connect system installed with no money down financing. Call 989-356-2113 or go to their website, wellconnectsaves.com. 989-356-2113. Wellconnectsaves.com. Get a Well Connect. It's a no-brainer. You'll be glad you did.